One of the things that I get from what you were telling me about your childhood is that it seemed like your emotions or what you were feeling wasn't really attended to or was neglected to some degree.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you feel like your emotions or your feelings or what you felt like you needed was attended to?
No, I mean, I was always taking care of my sister and my mom. So the feelings, you know, my feelings were just whatever they were. I was a very emotional kid, just kind of all over the place looking for something.
So you were an emotional kid, and how did your mom respond when you needed to have your emotional needs met?
Told me to, you know, be quiet and stop crying and stop, you know, that I was just, you know, being a baby and that I needed to make good grades, do the right thing, do my chores, and
Your
keep
mom
going.
told you that?
Yeah, push through.
You know, it's interesting because we're talking about this tendency to neglect your own self, to neglect your own internal state. And it seems to me that you're treating your own self in the way that your mom was treating you. The anxiety and the relentlessness of how quickly your mind goes and how your mind just goes to thought after thought and worry after worry to the point where it's very hard for you to feel safe.
I
And I'm just wondering if you.
I can never stop. Like, I just can't. I'm never comfortable. I'm always worried about the next thing. I've just been worrying since I was a freaking kid. I mean, I'm just constant worry, just all every day, every worrying when I go to school if I'm gonna get beat up or a girl's gonna like me or friends would think I'm popular. And if it was at home, it was if I was gonna have to get in trouble or get yelled at or get hit or take care of my family or just things that a kid shouldn't have to take care of. And now as an adult, it's my relationship, it's my work, it's my career, it's my friends, it's where I live, what I drive, what I wear. I mean, it's just a never ending cycle of, I don't know,
Well, it just sounds like it's incessant. It's unending.
it's not, yeah, there you go, it's unending. I don't sleep, you know.
I mean, it actually brings up a feeling of sadness in me to hear you talk about that just because you're suffering so greatly. And I mean, when you think of this, when you were a kid and you were, you know, a bright kid and you had all this potential, and if you think of this kid who grew up in and how much you've been suffering. I mean, do you have any feelings about your own suffering other than just from an intellectual perspective? But what do you feel about the fact that you've been going through this so nonstop and to the point where it may be hard for you to even see an end to it?
It's just, it's sad. I mean,
Do you feel sad right now?
I don't know. Honestly, I think I mean, I cry all the time when I'm, especially when I talk about this stuff. And I feel like, being honest, my anxiety just to being on the call and whatever is like so high that it just is, I'm not even feeling that sadness. I'm not even letting it be able to come out. Like
Right, right.
I worry so much about what other people think that I'm even worried about this call. You know, like it just.
So
So anyway.
it definitely sounds like right now you're aware of, it's almost like you're watching yourself from a third person perspective, like how is this coming off? Am I making myself too vulnerable? Are people going to judge me?
Right.
That does sound exhausting.
It is.
Would you say this is it's very common for you to be very concerned about what other people are thinking and how other people are looking at you?
Yes, all day, every day.
Jeez. You know, one of the things we were talking about earlier is the fact that you have a tendency to prioritize the words that you're saying over your own internal state. But what you're talking about now is you're even prioritizing other people's opinion or feelings of you over your own.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately.
Can you give me an example of prioritizing X, Y, or Z over your own internal state? I mean, it seems like right now what's going on is you're suffering. You're in like a 6 or 7 out of 10 anxiety, and one of the reasons is because there's this part of your mind that's saying what all these people think of you or how you're coming off is more important than you, is more important than feeling okay right now. That you're giving your own self the message, not consciously, but you're sub-communicating to yourself. You feeling okay isn't as important as these other people, you know, thinking you're smart or thinking you're articulate or thinking highly of you.
Thinking I'm taking too much time or thinking, you know.
Right. I mean, it's no wonder that your body is generating so many symptoms. It's almost like your own needs are at the end of the line. You know, these people that are just random faces across the country that you've never even met before, their opinion of you is actually getting more importance placed on it than you feeling okay right now.
Yeah.
I think your body is rebelling against the fact that you're not getting any sense of priority from your own self, right? So you could be driving to work and maybe you're running a little bit late and you're feeling anxiety. Am I going to get late? Are they going to be mad at me? Am I going to disappoint them? Is that something you've experienced?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm never late. I'm always early because I don't want to be late. And everything I've ever done. I mean, I don't know.
It's almost like you're just avoiding other people looking at you negatively or being mad at you, or doing everything that you want to be accepted. Yeah. How do you feel about the fact that your own emotional state, your own equilibrium right now, that feeling okay in the moment is actually getting having less importance placed on it than what these other people think of you? Do you have any emotion about that, or are you indifferent?
I mean, I'm kind of indifferent. I mean, it makes me mad, honestly. But
does it?
Yeah, it pisses me off.
Tell me about the anger. That's new. I haven't heard you say that before. What's the anger about?
That I just don't look after myself. I hate trying to be perfect, and I hate trying to, my whole life I've tried to, I work out, I eat perfect, I go to the right school, I get the right job, I get the right girlfriend, I volunteer, it's just never ending. The pressure on myself is so freaking hard, and it's just annoying that I'm on here and have this opportunity and to talk to you, and, you know, I'm so worried about it that I can't even let loose, and, you know, it pisses me off. It makes me angry.
Who is this part of your mind that's telling you your feelings don't matter, your feelings should take a back seat? Who's it mimicking?
My mom.
That's right, your mom. And your mom taught you that your feelings, you feeling okay, is less important than being disruptive or, you know, her not being annoyed or overwhelmed. And right now, what's going on is there's this part of your mind that is taking the form of your mom, and it's saying, John, you feeling okay right now is not important. What is important is that you sound smart and that you're taking the right amount of time to say things and that you're coming off well. How do you feel about this part of your mind that is mimicking your mom telling you that your feelings don't matter? Are you neutral about it?
No, I hate it.
Tell me about the anger you feel. It sounds like there's a lot of anger there about that.
You know, my heart's about to burst out of my chest right now, and the anxiety's turned up to about a 9. You know,
that's the anxiety. There's anger underneath the anxiety. See if you could allow yourself to feel this anger. This anger is legitimate. There's this part of your mind telling you you don't matter and that pleasing all these other people is more important, and there's a lot of rage toward this voice. Give yourself permission to feel that rage.
Want it to stop. I hate it. I want it to stop. I want to be able to live a normal life.
Good. See if you can allow yourself to feel this emotion in your body.
I'm just afraid if I'm like that, I'm going to freaking be a crazy loon, be angry all the time.
I know. That's the fear. That's the Incredible Hulk syndrome. if I allow myself to get in touch with the rage, I'm going to go around, you know, screaming at people or punching people out.
But my anxiety just went away.
You got it. Right? So what you did is, for a brief moment, you allowed yourself to get in touch with the feeling underneath, and you broke through that wall of anxiety. I think what you're doing all day, every day, is you're going around and you're giving yourself the message, or this part of your mind that's mimicking your mom. The mom in your head is giving you the message, you don't matter, you're not important, and you are just walking around bursting with rage that's getting stuffed down. That anger is justified, it's legitimate. That's your ticket to freedom.
Right.
Now, what happened when you allowed yourself to feel that rage?
Well, the anxiety is probably a 3, you know, or 2. I mean, it's,
right.
I don't know, it felt good.
Can you see the relationship between your emotions and your symptoms?
Yes. Clearer than before, for sure.
Good. And can you see your relationship, the relationship between the way you treat yourself and these emotions?
Yes.
So what do you think you can do? How do you think you can take this going forward to help yourself feel better?
Well, I just think I need to feel that when my anxiety is going up, I think I can just check in with it, see why it's checking up, and then figure out what the voice is telling me and if it's who it's coming from, or, you know, and be okay to get pissed off at it, you know, and just, you know, realize that it's not me that's just saying that, and it's a voice in the from the past, or the voice of someone else that's holding me down, and, you know, just, I think, show that anger, and not show it, I mean, in the safety of my own home, but feel it and recognize it, because when I stuff it down, I just get anxious and it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. That's the way that you actually learn to become your own protector, your own defender, the parent that you never had. And you're reparenting yourself. And what you do is every time you hear that voice saying, you don't matter, you stand up and you say, yes, I do. Get the hell out of here. How dare you tell me that my comfort is insignificant? And you become that, you know, protective older brother.
There'll be a lot of those conversations in a day. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Like every 3 minutes. But
you're going to have it a lot at first. But if you take that stance of self-love and self-protection and my feelings do matter, eventually it becomes your default after a while.
Okay.
You know, I think at first you were indifferent because you didn't recognize what you were doing to yourself. But as soon as you did, you care about yourself enough to want to stand up for yourself. It's just a matter of recognizing when you're sending yourself to the end of the line or the bottom of the totem pole, asking yourself, how do I feel about that? And then checking in with that feeling and allowing yourself to empower yourself. All right?
Sounds great.
Good. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling up, John, and I really appreciate you making yourself as vulnerable as you did.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, John.
Bye.